Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.
Welcome, everybody, to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. I'm Kenneth Copeland. Father, we thank you today, and we praise and we worship you. My, my, my. Father, this week has just been marvelous. It's been so wonderful. Calling things that be not as though they were by faith in God. We worship you and we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Let's open our Bibles once again to Romans chapter 4. This is our foundation text for this study that we're doing on faith calls things that be not as though they were. And let's begin there once again with the 16th verse. Therefore it is of faith, so that it might be by grace, to the end the promise might be sure to all the seed, not to that only which is of the law, but to that also which is of the faith of Abraham. You can't get Abraham's blessing with Thomas's faith. Thomas is the classic example. That's the reason it was put in the New Testament. They said Jesus has risen. He said, unless I can see the prince in his hands, unless I can thrust my hand into his side. I want you to put your eyes on it. John chapter 20. Hallelujah. And no, I told you wrong. It is hang in there with me. Amen. I didn't have to do the same thing you do. I just have to say, Lord, help me. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Yep. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Okay. Yeah, John chapter 20. I just didn't look far enough. Ha, ha, ha. Amen. Now, after 8 days again, his disciples were within and Thomas with them. Then came Jesus, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst and said, peace be unto you. Then saith he to Thomas. Now, what had Thomas done? He said, I will not believe. It's an act of his will, see? He said, except I shall see in his hands the print of the nails, put my finger into the print of the nails, thrust my hand into his side, I got to see it and I got to feel it or I'm not going to believe it. Now, that's Thomas's faith. Now, watch this. Jesus said, Thomas, reach here your finger. Behold my hands. Reach here your hand. Thrust it into my side. Be not faithless, but believing. Now listen, we're talking about calling things that be not as though they were. Believe it in your heart, say it with your mouth. Jesus said unto him, Thomas, because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed. He's talking about the blessing of the Lord. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet believe. That's the way faith works. Amen. So now, let's go back over there again where we were. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations. Before him whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead and calls those things which be not as though they were. Like God. We've talked about God in the book of Genesis. He saw the darkness. The earth was without form and void. And he didn't say, it's dark. Now, the Spirit of God was moving on the face of the deep. I keep bringing this up, but this is vitally important. I keep hearing the word of the Lord to come to say this. The Spirit was moving on the face of the deep. He's always moving. If you're a born-again child of God, you have the Spirit of God, but if you've not been baptized in the Spirit of God, it's even stronger. Amen. But just being born again, you have the Spirit of God within you because you're born of the Spirit by the seed of the Word of God. He's moving. He's always moving. Well, yeah, Brother Copeland, that's right. That's right. You know, I just believe, and he knows my situation, and I pray every day, and I just ask him, and I know in his own good time. Now, people thinking that's humility. It isn't. That's not being humble. That is being untaught. You don't know how faith works. You're trying to believe God. And trying to leave it in His hands. Folks, you can't just leave things in God's hands. There are certain things that He has put into our hands. Well, things that He tells us to put in His hands, which are our cares and worries and anxieties, we do that. Things He's put into our hands, believe in your heart, say it with your mouth, and follow it with corresponding action, that's our part. This is a two-way covenant. It's a covenant of blood. These are blood-sworn promises. Over 6,000 of them in the Bible. Surely there's some of them cover your situation. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we believe in our heart. We say it with our mouth. Call things that be not as though they were. And we follow it with corresponding action. Now, we've looked at Jesus doing that. They brought to her the woman with a spirit of infirmity, and she's bowed over, hadn't been able to lift herself up in 18 years. He said, woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity. She still bowed over. But then it said, and he laid his hands on her. He said it before he laid hands on her. And immediately she was made straight. That's the way faith works. Now, God said, light be, light was, then God saw the light. It starts in Genesis and it goes all the way through the Bible. These are spiritual laws. Faith worketh by law in Romans 3:27. So, when we get the elements of, first you have to learn them, well, of course, and you have the Holy Spirit as your teacher. If you've never been baptized in the Holy Spirit, speaking with other tongues, receive right now. Jesus said, how much more your Heavenly Father give the Holy Ghost to those that ask Him? That's the only requirement. So you just say, Lord Jesus, thank you. And Father, according to what Jesus said, I'm asking, and I believe I receive right now. As far as I'm concerned, by faith, I'm Spirit-filled. Well, now, wait a minute, Brother Copeland. Do you feel like you're Spirit-filled? Now, wait a minute. See, you backing off. You're trying to get back over here in the feeling realm again. Besides that, if you've never been baptized in the Holy Ghost, how do you think you... How would you know how you're supposed to feel? Amen. No, you do it by faith. I say it, I believe. You said it in your word, Lord Jesus. You said it right there in the Gospel of Luke. How much more your Heavenly Father will give the Holy Spirit to those that ask Him. I am asking, you said it It's not based on feeling. It's based completely on your word. You can't lie. Glory to God. I'm asking by faith. I believe it in my heart, and I ask with my mouth, and I believe I receive it by faith. I declare I am baptized in the Holy Spirit, and I declare right now I'll speak with new tongues as the Spirit gives me utterance. Thank you for it, Father. Now open your mouth and talk, and refuse to say anything in English. Huh? That's faith. You receive it right now. Some of you are already talking in tongues right now. I receive it. I thank you, sir. Whoa, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. You just do it by faith. Well, I'll tell you the way I believe it. I'm not interested in the way you believe it. You ought not be interested in the way I believe it. But I'm interested in what Jesus said. Ha, ha, ha. And when we begin to say what he said, then he does what he said he'd do. Amen. Hallelujah. That's the way faith works. Hallelujah. Now then, well, I would like to have at least one more example. Oh, I'm so glad you said that, because I had one already picked out. Glory to God. Actually, I'm going to encourage you to do this. Look for it. Go into all of the different miracles in the Old Testament and look for it. You'll find it. You'll find it there. The prophet said to the woman, go and make me a cake first, and the meal and the oil will not fail. And she went and did. Well, now, how is she went and did? If he hadn't spoken the word of God, faith came by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, and she went and did. But you see, the prophet said it. She went and did it. Hallelujah. And they lived a long time on the provision that God made. Let's go to 1 Samuel chapter 17. This is the great and wonderful story of David and Goliath. Glory to God. And we don't have time to read all this, but I want you to take you, first of all, what David said. Now, remember we talked about the old covenant and the new. This is blood covenant. This is blood covenant. These are blood sworn oaths. The old covenant in the blood of animals. The new covenant in the holy blood of God. Hallelujah. The blood of Jesus. Now, David was a covenant man. He understood covenant with God. Now, listen to what he said. He's just a teenage boy. He's talking to Saul, the king, and he's telling him about how he killed the lion and the bear that tried to steal his sheep. Now listen to this. Verse 35, I went out after him, that the lion. I went out after him and smote him and delivered it, my lamb, out of his mouth. And when he arose against him, me, I caught him by his beard, I smote him and killed him. Whew. Now listen. David said, moreover, the Lord that delivered me out of thy servant, verse 36, slew both the lion and the bear, this uncircumcised Philistine shall be as one of them. I knew my covenant with God, and the strength of God caused me to be able to kill a lion and a bear with my bare hands. That's the reason he wasn't afraid of the lion and the bear. He knew he had a blood covenant with God. Now listen, he called the Philistine the uncircumcised Philistine. That meant that heathen doesn't have a covenant with God. And I don't care how big he is. God sent me here and I'm going to kill him. Huh. Now, the Philistine, verse 43, the Philistine, now, he took his staff in his hand, chose him five smooth stones, and it said his sling was in his hand, and he drew near to the Philistine. And actually, if you go take the time to read all of this, it wasn't like Hollywood did it. No. He ran towards him. Now get this. The Philistine said to David, see, the devil is stuck with this. He knows he's got to say it. If he can say it and strike fear in you, then he'll kill you. Jesus said to Jairus, fear not, believe only, and your daughter will be made whole. The Philistine said to David, am I a dog that you come to be my staves? And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. And the Philistine said to David, come to me and I'll give your flesh to the fowl of the air and to the beasts of the field. That was supposed to strike fear in David. These are the last words that man ever spoke. He was dead a few minutes later. Are you listening to me? And remember now, believe it in your heart, say it with your mouth, follow it with action. That's the way faith works. Then David said to the Philistine, now listen, you come to me with a sword, with a spear, with a shield. Listen, I come to you in the name. I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you defiled. This day will the Lord deliver you into my hand, and I will smite you. I will take your head from you. I'll give your carcass to the host of the Philistines this day to the fowl of the air, to the wild beast of the earth, that all the earth may know there's a God in Israel. And all this assembly shall know that the Lord saves not with the sword or the spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands. And I'm just going to stand here till it happens. Oh, get him, God, get him, God, get him, God. Ooh, I know in your own good time you'll kill him. That's when the giant spear hit him right here. While he's waiting on God. No. That isn't what happened. The Philistine arose and came and drew nigh to meet David. David hasted and he ran toward the army to meet the Philistine. He put his hand in a bag, took that stone and slung it, and smote that Philistine in his forehead. The stone sunk into his forehead, and he fell upon his face to the earth. David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and with a stone, and smote the Philistine and slew him. There was no sword in the hand of David, but I want to tell you when he won the battle. That's when he killed the giant. When he won the battle was with his words. That's what releases faith in his covenant with God. And God, you know what God said about David? That boy is a man after my own heart. Whoa. I mean, tell you, the Spirit of God, that angel that God had obviously sent in there. David's running. He's running at it. Whoa, he cut that thing loose. And that angel got behind that rock and said, wow, man, he got him right here. The only spot where his helmet wasn't. Somebody said, boy, I'll tell you one thing. That boy's good with that sling. Really? You want me to tell you what did it? His words. He said, I'm going to do it. He had faith in his covenant with God, a blood covenant with God. And faith set that thing on fire. Fly on fire, and the angels moving on his words saw to it. No, man. I mean, and down the big boy went. And every problem facing you and me today is the same. I don't care how big it is. You don't have to hide from it. You don't have to let the devil lie to you and tell you that you need to be afraid. You need more faith to do this. You just laugh at him and say, yeah, just like David, you trying to scare me off. But I'm going to tell you something, old boy, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And you take off, you get in the Word of God, and you find promises that cover your situation, and you get excited about it, and you begin to rise up. I don't care how weak you are. I don't care how they've told you you'll never walk again. You get up out of that chair, you get up out of that bed, and you start running towards that problem with the Word of God in your heart and in your mouth. Hallelujah! Ain't no devil in hell big enough to stop you. Take up your bed and walk. Believe God for the eradication of your debt. And I don't care what kind of suggestion, I don't care what kind of dream, I don't care what kind of word, I don't care what your mom and them say, I don't care what anybody else says. Don't you allow your mind to get over on the lies of the devil. You stay in the Word of God night and day. You stay in there night and day. You hear what I'm saying to you? I mean, you get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready, because I'm telling you, the Spirit of the living God has made you free. And when the Son of God has made you free, you're free indeed. And I'm here to tell you, by the Spirit of the living God, Satan, take your hands off God's property. In the name of Jesus, whose I am and whom I serve. Shout amen, somebody.
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Be sure to get the notes at kcm.org/notes. And remember, Jesus is Lord.